Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Anna Brewer's here, too. Anna is a great member of our Brain Trust. She is one of the top HR experts at Insperity. Full disclosure, Insperity is our presenting sponsor, and Anna, though she's been with us a long time now, and over 10 years she's been hanging out with us. She has many years of experience in the world of HR. She's one of the top experts in this subject in the world, and she's our good friend Anna Brewer. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. We've missed you. Where have you been?
Absolutely. Well, I have new grandbaby.
I know.
So a little bit of time with that precious baby, but I have missed you and missed being on the show.
Well, we love having you back, and congratulations on the grandbabies. I know how that is. So, Anna, one of the things that we've never had to deal with before, and up until the last very few years, is a situation where the state's laws about recreational drugs, specifically marijuana, were different from the national laws. And this is this has created all kinds of problems for employers, hasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. It's just kind of created a lot of havoc. And a lot of employers, you know, they're small businesses or medium to large, and, you know, they're trying to focus on business, and this is just crazy. There are now 28 states that have legalized medical or medicinal marijuana. But more concerning here lately is that 9 states now recognize use of recreational marijuana. And we see that.
Does that include the sale? If they recognize the recreational use of it, are they becoming like Colorado, where they can actually sell it in the open market too?
Yes. Now, states are very restrictive on what that means, Jim. But for employers, main thing that they need to know is that they still can require a drug-free workplace. Marijuana is still federally illegal. Marijuana is still considered what is called a Schedule One or a controlled substance. And employers can still enforce drug policies and drug test employees. Now, so far, the courts have treated marijuana just the same as any traditional prescription drug use, you know, where it's illegal. You shouldn't be doing it.
Right.
Currently, employers don't need to accommodate marijuana, but we're seeing states like Maine as one of the first states to provide employment protection for recreational use. Employment protection.
Meaning
you have to be very, very careful in setting up your policies and procedures.
Right.
If you're going to do drug testing in a state where recreational marijuana is legal, you need to look at your state specific.
Mm.
Be sure you know what guides in that state.
Just like small business owners needed another regulatory nightmare in their lives.
Isn't that true? Now, I'll tell you, the Attorney General is still very strong on his position.
Of the United States, Jeff Sessions.
Yes, Jeff Sessions. He truly feels that marijuana, he says, and I'm quoting him, marijuana is no better than heroin. So at this time, you know, it's incumbent upon employers to know what's going on in their state.
Mm-hmm.
So state laws are changing. You know, I'm going to give you some statistical information for your listeners, Jim. So marijuana is like almost a $7 billion industry. It's up like percent from 2015. So there's a lot of sales and revenue that's generated in that area. There's 8 states that have anti-discrimination laws for reasonable accommodation. So, you know, you have to take a look at what your state processes are. If you don't have accurate policies in place, this is the time you need to be getting those in place, or find a company such as Insperity that would help you through,
how,
you know, all of
this. How long does marijuana stay in your system?
It's not for very long, Jim.
I mean, a day, two days?
Typically a day, maybe two.
So here's my question. If I give you a test that you have to pass and it can't have marijuana in your test, your drug test, and you pass that, but I also discover that you've got a pocket full of marijuana joints, can I let you come to work if you've got those on your possession? Can I require you not to bring them to work? And, you know, how do I know after you take the test that you don't go into the bathroom and start smoking?
There are some states that are very protective of employee rights. Now, that doesn't mean they can come to work, you know, as high as a kite, no different than if they're ingesting alcohol. There are rules and regulations, and as I said, it is still a federal law that employers do not have to tolerate drug use on their workplace or on their site if somebody is under the influence. However, again, they need to really take a look at what their state laws and regulations are, because these are changing every day.
But, you know, and you know, there's another thing here to deal with. There's such a crisis in America for qualified workers that it's my understanding that a lot of companies are lowering their standards just to get people to come to work, including minimizing or eliminating the drug testing.
That is true. Many companies, not eliminating drug testing altogether, but certainly taking a look at whether they want marijuana tested as part of their pre-employment. And what we're looking at, even for our clients, is having some type of more reasonable suspicion testing and being very careful of how you put in place your post-accident, post-injury testing. Now, what we are recommending for our clients that have drug testing policies is that they test post-accident for marijuana and alcohol.
Right.
It's a good opportunity to pick those up.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
again, state regulations are getting to be very different. None of them, if you can imagine, are the same. Go figure.
Right.
But that's the way they are for employers.
Wow.
Nobody.
But you gotta. And folks, I'm telling you, probably you need some help. I just can't imagine not needing some kind of help weeding through this sort of thing. So find someone who can help you with that. We're going to take a quick break right back with Anna Brewer. And she and I will be back. We got a couple other things I'm going to get her to answer. Some important HR issues that you and I are having to deal with. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.